To me, the first step is grieving. There is so much pain that we experienced. As you know, I was married to two of them. It is absolutely overwhelming. And this means literally just bawling our eyes out. I know for me, I used to schedule it. I would schedule every day. I would come in and I would sit and I'd made a list of all these memories, all these terrible things that were said and done. And I'd look at it and I'd grieve it. Now, one thing I had to learn in the grieving process is there was a level where it's good to work it out, but if I sat in it too long, it would tip me into what's called learned helplessness, where I'd collapse, massive depression. Like I was suicidal at one time, like it got horrible. So what I learned was 30 minutes was my limit. I would grieve for 30 minutes and then I would get back. You know, I would always have something to do. Like I like to paint, go for walks, but I would immediately get into some sort of self-care. So I would dip into the grief and then I'd pull myself back out and into my life. Okay. But the pain from this is overwhelming. And I'm sure you guys know it. Like the second marriage, the grief for me was the withdrawal was overwhelming. Because you know what it's like when we're in that place, the only safe place for us is when we're sleeping, right? That's the only time we don't think about it. We don't feel it. Well, I don't have words for it, but I would wake up in the middle of the night from a dead sleep and I'd be awakened because I would be heaving from crying so hard in my sleep. I can't explain what that kind of pain is. Well, you know what it's like. You've been through it. To be sleep, our one safe place, and to be crying so hard it wakens you, like now there's no safety. That's the level of the pain involved with a narcissist. So grieving it is massively important. So please don't skip this step. And here's proof that you haven't grieved. I see a ton of comments on my post, people who are filled with rage, anger, resentment. They deserve it. All these really truthful, hurt emotions. But that tells me they're stuck. They haven't grieved it. They haven't let it all out. And so if that's you, if you're still filled with rage, that means you have a ton of suppressed grief that hasn't been worked through. And I beg you, because do you see, if you still have all that rage, they own us. They own us. If we're still that angry, then they're controlling us. They're ruining our life and they're not even here. Let them go. Get ourselves back. Please. They've done enough. Don't give this to them because now we're giving it to them. Please work through the grief. The second step is, in my belief, support. We need it because we were isolated. We were shamed, belittled. I gave up my family, my friends. I had nobody. We need a support system. And this can be support groups. There are tons of, you know, support groups for topics like this. We can start our own. I also believe, my personal opinion, and you may disagree with this, but this type of trauma, I believe, requires a professional to get through. And that may sound self-serving, but I know if I didn't, there's no way I'd be doing this as a career. There's no way I would have survived. It saved my life because we can't see ourselves because the narcissist strips us so much of our identity. And we allow it. We play a part in that. That our solutions, our thinking process, our feeling process is so distorted. It's very difficult for us to, you know, be the author of our life again and get ourselves out of it. And that's why we need a caring professional to guide us through that. So that's step number two. We need support. And I believe the greatest support we need is from a professional who knows these dynamics. The next step, go become an expert. Look, our best ideas, our best knowledge got us in this place in a relationship with someone like that. That means we need to learn some new skills and tools. We need more information on relationships, parenting, codependence, grief, all of these different topics. And let's face it, we're not bad. We're not to blame. We don't teach any of this stuff as a society. Did you ever take a class on what healthy parenting is or what good relationships look like? I sure as heck didn't growing up. And we learned from people that didn't take them either. And then the models we've seen for relationships are TV and movies, and that's all massively dysfunction. All the love stories, like that's really when you go become an expert, you see that all the models of what love is supposed to be is horrifically dysfunctional. It's not anything you want to pursue, but that's what, you know, we're all looking for that because that's what's trained us. So we need new skills and tools. We need to become an expert. And so then the question becomes, in what areas? Well, this is my opinion. And again, you may disagree, so please leave comments. I think the first area we need help in is in codependence. And in my estimation, this book should be on everybody's bookshelf. It's by Pia Melody. It's called Facing Codependence. Now, I know there's one by Melody Beattie, Codependent No More. That's the most popular, but, and I hate to, I don't know how to say this kindly, but it doesn't teach you anything about codependence. It basically teaches you, you know, here's an alcoholic. It's really all about alcoholism. It's not about codependence and codependence recovery. This will blow your doors off. This is true codependence recovery and all the levels of it. And I think even if you love Melody Beattie, once you read this book, you'll go, wow, did she leave out a lot? Now, that's not to disparage her. Any work, like any effort is always good effort. And it's always a benefit. I'm just trying to provide what I feel are the best. And of everything I've researched, nothing comes close to the work of Pia Melody. We need this because we were codependent. That's one of the factors that got us wrapped up into this. The next thing we need is recovery from PTSD. A relationship with a narcissist creates PTSD or complex PTSD. The single best person on that relationship-wise is this, Complex PTSD from Surviving to Thriving by Pete Walker. This book is wonderful. And you're going to see, what one thing you're going to learn is literally everyone on this planet, even if they haven't been with a narcissist, is walking around daily. We're all in PTSD. Our inability to navigate our emotions, it's all residue from childhood trauma. So educate yourself about this, and there are great skills and tools, more information on how to recover as well. Okay. The next area we need help in is, and I see this in all my narcissism comments, oh, well, they were raised by perfect parents. First of all, nobody's a perfect parent. Nobody came from a so-called good childhood. I mean, let's get this straight. Parents adore us, and much of the time, they did wonderful things, but they're all perfectly imperfect, and they all left us with wounds. And the best available science as of today says all of this comes from childhood wounding. And one of the key things that people bring up is, oh, they were spoiled. Well, see, people don't even know that being spoiled is horrifically abusive, like catastrophically abusive. That's why this book, The Emotionally Abusive Relationship by Barbara Engel, there's so much in here about the different parenting styles. And so you'll be able to look at your own child and go, oh my goodness, I had no idea that my parents were perfectly imperfect. This isn't to go beat our parents up. It's just to get into reality that, wow, we don't teach about these things. And parents don't know that what they think is loving is actually hurtful in many cases. And so you'll discover, you'll get into reality of, oh, wow, now I see it. Okay, well, now I can use the PTSD and the codependence to recover. The final step is we have to do denial work. This is prevalent with people that are in relationships and with narcissists, is they think it's all about them. And frankly, some of it is the teachers. They're like, oh, nothing's your fault. You didn't partake in it. It just happened to you. I happen to disagree with that. That leaves us incredibly disempowered. That means it could happen again. It means I had nothing to do with it. Well, do you see how scary that is? If I had nothing to do with it, then it could happen again. But the truth is, nobody, no person, place, or thing gets near our life unless we allow it. Therefore, we played a part in it. And so I'd suggest my book. My book is a mix of all of it. It's parenting, codependence, denial work, PTSD work, the recovery process, all of it. Your journey to success. You can find all of these on Amazon. That's the next piece of the puzzle. Now, the last thing, obviously, I go on for days. I'm just hitting the highlights. This is a short video. But now, what? How do we know if we've recovered? How do we know if we've broken the cycle? Well, to me, there's two key things that'll show you that. One, you know all the people that you think are boring? When you've, you know, looked at dating sites, you know, like boring, boring, boring. When you start finding them exciting, that's when you'll know. That's when you'll know you've healed. Because our excitement, that butterfly feeling, that's our unhealed trauma seeking to relive it. When that's gone, when we've healed it, all these boring people were now attracted, were ready emotionally for a real relationship. That's one key sign. And here's the final sign. Remember I said earlier, the rage, people stuck in rage. You'll know you've broken the cycle when you adore your narcissist. Now, let me make this clear. It's not that you condone it. It's not that you go near him. It's not that you would ever have a relationship with him, but you see, oh my goodness, I picked this person so that I could learn about all of these perfect imperfections inside of myself that drew me to them. Oh my God, they were my greatest teacher. And they helped me discover the best part of myself that was hidden underneath all of this pain that I'd never dealt with, that I didn't even know I needed to deal with. It's like I say about my first wife, like now I adore her. I care more about her than I ever did in the relationship because I see if it weren't for her, I wouldn't have this career. I wouldn't have any of it. I discovered all of these things in part because of the two narcissistic women I married. So I adore them both. And that's when you'll know you've broken the cycle, when you're finished with the rage and they no longer control you.